Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have the intention, whether we will actually get to follow through on the intention this week, of talking with Derek Jay about his court case, which has come to a conclusion, at least at the district court level, regarding your ability to conceal carry a loaded firearm. Derek Jay, I would like to talk about that, but our listeners would like to talk about the police, and the phone lines are almost completely loaded up. We may have room for you if you dial in right now at 855-453. Before we go on with your calls and thoughts, I want to also share a few more comments from Facebook, because I think there's been some really level-headed comments there. I asked the question, Chris Cantwell says more dead cops means less aggression by them, meaning the police. Is he right or is the opposite true? We've had a variety of opinions on the air tonight. Some saying that, well, since the police aggress against people, they deserve to be shot and killed, is essentially a summary of what one side of the equation is. Others are saying, whoa, violence begets violence. You use violence against the police, and they're just going to ramp up their game. They're going to, as the New York police have said, now they're in a wartime situation. That's how they're looking at this. They're doubling up the police, but each cop has to go out with a buddy. There's no more single cops going to be seen alone in New York City. So some of the answers here, and I think this one is really important. Kyle Jack says, the former cop who was a cop killer in California ended up getting several innocent people shot.
Mm.
Important to keep that one in mind. Remember Chris Dorner?
Chris Dorner, yeah.
Yeah. Remember the, what was it? There was a truck going down a street and some cops just unloaded on these two ladies who were delivering newspapers, thinking that they were Chris Dorner?
It creates an environment where rabid dogs are going to attack anything that looks like an enemy.
Especially since they know that there's not any kind of real liability for it. They can just shoot all they want and never really be held in any kind of accountability. The worst case scenario in most instances is that they'll get a paid vacation while they, things get sorted out.
Now, the killer's coworkers investigated themselves and determined that the killing was justified.
Kyle Christensen says violence begets violence. Bill Bree says smack a bee's nest and they all attack. No thanks. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Joey is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Joey.
Yes, my name's actually Joey. I want to talk to you all about some stories that my grandfather told me from when he was in Dachau and things like that. The SS, you know, one of his regrets, one of his biggest regrets was...
Those things on the radio. Sorry about that, Joey, but or Joey. You can't say the S word. We're going to have to drop your call, and then no one will really know what you were trying to get to, whatever the point was. I guess he was claiming that he has Jewish relatives, and they wanted to go back and beat the guards in the Nazis, or the Nazi guards, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Nothing. That doesn't solve any problems. That doesn't make anyone feel any better. It might make people feel better. Sometimes violence can have a cathartic effect, but I think the real long-term way to achieve peace is to work to find a common ground, a common understanding. You know, it doesn't bring any lives back to punish Nazis. I heard there's a Nazi who's facing trial in his 90-some years.
What's the point?
What good is that going to do anybody? I like that there's a precedent that, hey, justice matters, and we're going to find justice late, if not ever, but it doesn't bring anyone back.
That person's not the same person today. I mean, I don't know him, but I can tell you that, you know, a couple decades is, you know, usually a decade's all you need to have a complete change in somebody's personality, if not a few years. And, going from age 20 or whatever he was when he was a Nazi to 90 now.
But
wow.
That's an interesting case study, though, because though the world changes and people's popular opinion might, your actions don't. You know, the actions of the past remain the same. If you committed a crime that was popular back in the 40s, but hey, attitudes have changed now, you're still accountable for your actions.
Let's go to Tommy. He's in Nashville. You're on Free Talk Live. Tommy.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, listen, I can't take any more of this gruesome talk about cops and all this violence. It's just, it's crazy. I mean, we're, our world is just going crazy. You know, I think what we need to do is we just need to all chill out and calm down and, you know, maybe go sit down by the brook.
I think it's a fine idea.
Rock on.
And I think the police should be included in that.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I'd like to give a cop a hug. I'd really rather give Mr. Cutie there next to you, Ian. I'd really like to give him a hug.
Oh, he is adorable.
He's a honey pie. And I have a big question. Whatever happened to Michelle? I loved her.
Oh, we all love Michelle. And unfortunately, she left New Hampshire. She's living elsewhere now. Every now and then, if you listen regularly to Free Talk Live, she will call into the show and kind of give us an update on what's going on in her life. Derek J., I know you're going to be seeing her very soon.
Yep, we'll celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And
is her location a mystery?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
She doesn't want to meet. I can't understand that. Derek J., do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, Tommy, I don't answer those questions on air. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. So there you go. Toll-free number. He is blushing a little bit. I will tell you that, Tommy. So 855-450-FREE, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Jed, he's in Denver, you're on Free Talk Live. And if you just love yourself some Derek J., don't miss his website. Make sure you go and bookmark that, derekj.me. Go ahead, Jed.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, hey. Jed.
Good. I wanted to address something I heard just a little bit ago when you mentioned about, well, would you shoot a cop over a traffic ticket? You bring up a good point. Because the way I look at it is maybe that's just a little too early, but when you're 80 pounds underweight being dragged off to, you know, the detention camp, it's too late to do anything. So I guess the answer is it's for each person to decide. You know, I think everybody's trying to come up with an answer with a broad stroke, and you can't do it. It's for each person. What's their line?
Well, just to be clear on something here, the people that went to the detention camps got on, many of them got on the bus voluntarily. They didn't know where they were going until they got there.
If they did, it'd be too late, you know?
There's a middle ground here. How about we try, like, not cooperating with the police in the first place? You know, when they want you to report somewhere for, you know, whatever the purpose might be, in the case of the Jews in Nazi Germany, to report to the ghettos, you don't go. You don't do what you're told, and you help other people, you know, hide them out or whatever. Let's see more civil disobedience and non-cooperation rather than somebody waiting up till the last minute to then go on a shooting spree. Because at that point, you're not going to make it either, right? Like, if they're coming for you, then if you then go on your shooting spree, you might make it down the street before they then, you know, have 20 more cops on your butt and take you out.
Right. I just, you know, and I'll make this quick. I know there's others waiting. I think that the nature of police in itself is aggression. Just because someone isn't being aggressive at a very particular moment doesn't take away the nature of who they are or what they do. So, do I agree with murder? Not really. But in this case with these two cops, I can see why the guy did it. He had enough. And
I can see why, too. There's always rationale, and there's always a reason for violence. And it's, you know, it's the thing that people jump to the quickest, because it's a natural inclination is to use violence. So I can totally see it. I used to think like Chris Cantwell and like some of the people who've called the show tonight. Oh, well, the cops have aggressed, so therefore it's justified to take them out. And it's just not a practical thing to do, and it lowers yourself to their level as well. Then you're using their tool against them.
I get the argument. Yes, Tom. Yes, Jed.
Okay. My last thing is, I think with a lot of these issues, if the belief in them would stop, it would go away. If, you know, if people stop believing that they had to pay taxes or that they have to listen to these people, if they just ignored them, if the majority of people did that,
Let's try that. Let's have people stop paying taxes and ignore the state. And I agree with you. If you stop believing in them and you stop obeying them, then they lose most of their power. But if we are to use violence, and I will not, but if people are to use violence against them, then that will essentially enshrine them ever further in people's minds as to why, well, they're necessary. Look at all these crazy violent people. Well, we need the police to keep us all safe because of these crazy violent people who are out killing cops. Thanks, Jed, for the call tonight. Derek, I know you wanted to respond, so we'll come back to that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Lots of people want to chime in on this. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, and 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Our very own Mark Edge, who is normally the main co-host on the show, is leaving town. Well, he's already out of New Hampshire. He's going on a vacation with the family. He'll be back here before he goes to Acapulco for a Narcopulco happening at the end of February. He'll be joining Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante. He's the one throwing the event. Angel Clark is now living down there in Acapulco, so she'll be in attendance. Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, he'll be in attendance. Cody Wilson, Nima Vidati, Objectivist Girl, Luke Rutkowski, Dana Martin, Ernie Hancock, and more. What more of a reason do you need to join them in Acapulco in February? It's going to be a great time. Hotels are reasonable. Tickets for the event itself, less than $100 if you register by Christmas. You've got 3 days remaining to get that super discounted price over at anarchapulco.com. Workshops will be happening all week, and the action really heats up on the weekend. February 27th through March 1st, Mark's going to be attending the unschooling workshop, and we'll be there for the weekend as well. So it's February 27th through March 1st in Acapulco, Mexico. Go to anarchapulco.com. That's the new Liberty destination, anarchapulco.com. As we continue here, your calls certainly welcome. Ian and Derek J. in the studio tonight.
Hey.
There's a lot being discussed. Pretty much the whole show tonight has been people commenting with their thoughts on the police, and specifically the recent killings of two cops in New York City. Some people seem to believe that being violent in response to the police is somehow going to make things better. A number of the folks who have responded on our Facebook page disagree. They agree with us, Derek and I, that violence is not the solution, that violence only begets more violence. It's only going to make things work. Anthony Pugh says, Cantwell has some weird fetish for violence. He seems to have little understanding of what he talks about. If the police believe they're under attack, they'll be much more likely to resort to violence quickly.
Yes.
And look at the, for instance, the examples, and we've seen them recently, with these, what you would call these provocateurs, agent
yes.
provocateurs, in like a protest situation. They've found evidence that the police will send their own agents out looking like protesters with a hoodie on or whatever. And then
an anarchy patch.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And they'll go out and they'll be the ones busting in a store window or encouraging others to do it. They'll be the ones throwing a glass bottle at the police. So therefore, then the police have the excuse to attack.
Plus, they've got qualified immunity. So it's not like they really threw the rock. It was the illusion of a police of a protester throwing a rock.
Right. It was just a rock coming from a crowd of protesters. Who knows who threw the rock? Well,
right.
it was an undercover cop, or it could have been. If violence works in scaring the police, then why are the police out there ginning up more violence? The police want the excuse to crack some heads. They want the excuse to bring out the Bearcats.
It expands their power.
For sure. And the politicians will more than handily give it to them. They'll hand it to them, give them more power on a silver platter after this. Anything to make the people feel like the police are doing something to protect them from all these crazy violent people. Let's continue with your calls here. We've got Garrison listening in Georgia. Garrison, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
So here's where I'm coming from. I understand the philosophic standpoint of the non-aggression principle as well as the concept of self-defense. So people are viewing the police as the aggressors. It makes sense that we would view, unfortunately, murdering them as an act of self-defense. I can see both sides of it. The problem is, as John Lennon said a while ago, and don't take this hippie as gospel or anything like that, but what he said was the state understands violence and it understands aggression. It'll pull your beard and it'll poke your nose in order to get you to aggress against it, because that's the language that it understands. If we want to have a revolution, right, it needs to be a philosophical one, one that is peaceful and nonviolent, and understanding amongst the revolutionaries that the government is ultimately an illusion of authority. And when you revoke the authoritarian principle, when you revoke its right to govern over you, you empower yourself and you disempower the state.
Well said, Garrison. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
No, thank you. That was it. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you waiting for that one. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, your thoughts, Jed?
Amen. That was just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, there was a caller earlier, Jed, who was making a point about there's a time to resist, and it's somewhere in between the part where cops are pulling you over for a traffic ticket and you're being hauled off onto a Nazi death camp. There's somewhere in between there where it's the right time to resist. But I just want to point out that I think it's disingenuous to advocate killing for cops or any sort of violent response in that path of resistance without refusing also to pay taxes. So if you're paying taxes and advocating violence against cops, I think you've missed a step.
Totally. I think that's absolutely the case. How many of the people who are talking tough about getting violent with the police have actually refused to pay into the tax system on all levels?
I bet they're still paying them.
I bet you're absolutely right about that, because ultimately they're not doing what they're advocating other people do, which is go and actually be violent against the cops. They're not taking any personal risk by making, you know, statements about this. And I'm not saying that to encourage it. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, you guys are chicken. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I agree with you, Derek J. It's not a situation where you just go from being an obedient little serf to then total violence.
Yeah, guns blazing. No, that doesn't make any sense. There's got to be some sort of soft transition. And, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. The time and the place for peaceful resistance is now.
It's right now, yeah. So one of the other things that's important here is that people, the average folks out there, they don't see the violence. I know, like, for us, it's pretty crystal clear, right? Like, we know the police are aggressing against peaceful people on a regular basis.
It's becoming clearer.
It's becoming clearer in situations like Eric Garner, but the average person on the street still doesn't see the police as doing violence on a regular basis. They wouldn't see a parking ticket as violence. They wouldn't see a ticket for marijuana as violence.
There's a lot of propaganda to counteract.
Right. A perfect example of this, if you go to the Free Keen Facebook page, there was a comment recently left by a guy named Justin on that page. And I've had this conversation with him, because I'm the one there commenting as Free Keen in response to him. And this guy, I don't think he's stupid or anything like that. He's just dense on this issue. He doesn't want to see it. And this is a guy who, on his own Facebook page, has links to things about marijuana. So he seems to be someone who understands that pot's not a bad thing. But yet I cannot convince this guy, no matter what I say, and maybe he's just trolling. So I don't know, but this is the mindset of, oh, well, you know, where's the violence? What are you talking about? Because I said the police are hurting people on a regular basis here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I think that when I say hurting people, he thinks that means like breaking people's arms and strangling them. When what I mean by that is like, well, if you kidnap someone, that hurts them by virtue of the fact that they're no longer free to do what it is that they want in life. And, you know, maybe they'll lose their job or they'll lose their house or something like that. And they just don't see it.
This is a popular concept, but it's worth pointing out that cognitive dissonance is the mental stress or discomfort experienced by a person who holds two contradictory beliefs, and it sounds like that's what this guy's experiencing.
They don't want to see it, and if you're the one getting violent against the police, they're definitely not going to see the police as the violent side in that. More coming up here in moments, and this is a, you know, an intellectual fight as much as anything else.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm Jamie Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, the number 4.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the national chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't go complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll free. The number, it's 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sherry's Berries, it's not too late to get them for your loved ones, or maybe just for you, this holiday season. Not too late, but it's getting to be too late. Like, it's almost the last day that you could possibly order these things to get overnight shipping and get them to where they need to go. They're freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. It's over a 40% savings, but you need to have the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL, to get the deal. And the deal where you get double the berries for just $10 more. These berries are delicious, juicy, sweet, and irresistible. They're like top shelf, the best strawberries I've ever had, dipped in tempting white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. We ate them up within hours of their arrival here on at the Free Talk Live studios. You can get yours over at berries.com. The only way to get the deal is to use our code FTL. What you do is you go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in FTL. It is the perfect gift without the hassle. You can avoid all the stress. No point in going and, you know, dealing with the lines and all the shopping issues that you would have to if you went somewhere in real life. Sherry's Berries will take care of it, and your recipient will really appreciate it because they're delicious. Barry's.com, code FTL. That's what you need. Click that mic in the top right-hand corner and type in FTL to get the special offer. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, and I believe we have Chuck listening in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, man. Great show, guys.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, Christopher Cantwell, you know, I like him, and I'm not an anarchist or anything. You know, I guess paleo-conservative, whatever. I don't like the labels. But he writes some really interesting stuff. He really stirs the pot. And I think it's a healthy conversation. You do got to be careful when you walk up to that line to where, you know, you get somebody who's maybe not all there, do something stupid. And I think that you still have that right to the free speech, and it's not your fault because somebody else decides to go do something stupid. But as far as...
Well, no, it may not be my fault, but if I can talk people out of doing stupid stuff like being violent against the police, then that's worth my effort to try to talk about that. And I agree with you. This is an important conversation to have, because if we can convince someone to not participate in violence, to not continue this escalation, then that will help all of us, because the more people use violence against the police, the more violent and paranoid and crazy the police are going to get, and the more dangerous of a situation we'll all be in as result of that.
I agree with that almost 100%. The one nuance I would add to that, and then I'd like to touch on a G. Edward Griffin quote, but the one nuance I would add to that is, yes, overall, police are good. I try to reach out to them. I try to, you know, be buddies with sheriffs, and we got some good constitutional sheriffs here in North Carolina, and everybody should be doing that. There should be more of a dialogue between the public with the police. But maybe there is some area that I'm not aware of where the police are just totally crazy. At some point, I'm not saying people should use violence against the police, but as people do have to at some point be able to defend themselves against some crazy jackbooted thug in some small town who is simply shaking people down, pulling your daughter over.
I think the best thing you can do to defend yourself in that case is to pull out a video camera rather than some sort of violent device. Chuck, thanks for the call. You have to get to the G. Edward Griffin thing another night, because we got to get some other folks on here. But I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's nothing more dangerous to the police than destroying their legitimacy. And the video camera is the greatest tool in YouTube, and, you know, the methods to distribute that video. The video camera and the internet are the greatest tool that we have to destroy their legitimacy. Because I don't agree with that caller in that I don't think the cops are mostly good. I think maybe some of their intentions are good as to why some of them got into the police. But if there's so many good cops out there, then why aren't they arresting the bad cops? Why aren't they doing good things rather than continuing to aggress against peaceful people? Pull out the video camera, show the cops behaving in a bad manner, and stream it to the internet. You know, use a program like Bamboozer, for instance, or Live Stream. Do something where that video footage is not just sitting on the phone. That way the bad cop can't just come over, grab the phone, trash the phone, and, you know, get rid of the evidence. That can hurt them more than anything. To destroy their legitimacy is one of the most important things that we can do as activists. The more that we can show them behaving poorly and clearly be the betters in the situation, the better off we are.
Yeah, video camera is the right way to go. It makes that situation permanent, and you can have a dialogue about that situation with an objective record at the base of it, without a he said, she said, this is what happened, it was a heat of the moment, something emotional. Pulling out a weapon and defending yourself, maybe have an argument later on Facebook, and you could talk about it on YouTube or something, where you could talk about the video and not the violence.
See, the police aren't going to be able to get away with as much if they know that they're going to be held accountable, and those video cameras can help hold them accountable.
Yeah, and you plug Bamboozer. Most people probably don't know that that's an app on your smartphone that can sync right with Facebook. So if you're broadcasting live,
oh,
you're in an
Facebook
emergency,
now?
You can broadcast Yeah, and your link push right to Facebook as soon as you broadcast.
It's been a while since I've logged in, I guess. I mean, I still have the app on my phone, and I test it periodically to make sure it works, but I've not set the Facebook link up.
This is something I've personally benefited from. I've been able to broadcast when I was in an emergency outside of a courthouse.
That is
went live,
smart.
And it pushed right to Facebook. People knew about it before I even published anything.
I am going to go set that up as soon as I get off the air tonight, because, you know, one of my issues with Bamboozer has always been that, okay, great, you're broadcasting live, but if nobody's on your Bamboozer channel to see it, how will they know you're broadcasting? And if you do it to Facebook, it would solve that
and
problem.
Imagine they don't know where you are if you're pulled over and
right.
some cop is gonna search your vehicle illegally. You want your friends to be able to show up with video cameras or something and hold them accountable.
If you live in New Hampshire, that's likely to happen. Anywhere else, your mileage may vary. Let's go to John. He's in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Ian, earlier tonight you said that you support cops when they go after the real criminals, by which I assume you mean violent criminals.
Yeah, people who are hurting other people or destroying property of those other people, of peaceful people, yeah.
Sure, murderers, kidnappers, armed robbers.
Yeah, rapists, arsonists.
Now, you don't expect them to deal with those people nonviolently, do you?
Well, I mean, I think they should try to de-escalate a situation as much as possible. I mean, if they can take that person into custody without hurting them, I think that's what they should do.
But you would think that violence would sometimes be justified in dealing with these people.
If the individual is presenting a threat to other individuals, yeah, then you would probably have to use some sort of force to, you know, bring them to justice.
Okay, so in that case, we're beyond saying violence always begets violence and it never solves anything. Sometimes it solves a problem.
Only temporarily. It's only temporary. The more violence that you you bring to bear, the more likely you're going to result in continuing that cycle of violence over people.
Well,
and that's why I support things like restitution rather than punishment for criminals. So people who are harming others should seek to make those people whole rather than sitting in a cell. If you put somebody in a jail cell, then they're more likely to be angry at the system and then, you know, continue the cycle of violence when they get out.
Well, you know, if a woman is on the verge of being raped and she shoots the assailant, you know, she might very well say, well, I think I did solve a problem.
I'm not saying that people shouldn't be able to defend themselves, John. I'm just telling you that if you do it against the police, you're actually going to make things worse.
Okay,
yeah,
but I was going after the more general statement of violence always begets violence and it never solves any problems.
It tends to beget violence over time. Yeah, it does.
Sometimes it does. But in this case, the police are violent criminals. They're violent criminals when they put people like Derek Jay in jail or Rich Paul. They're violent criminals then.
How would Derek be doing today if he had taken a gun out of his hip and shot Fenton Moore when the cop tackled him off of his bicycle and hit him on the ground? How would Derek be today?
That is why Derek Jay went to jail instead of resisting. So, yeah.
What would he be doing right now if he shot that cop, John?
He'd be in jail.
He'd be dead is most likely what he would be. Thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up. And I like Derek Jay, and I'm glad you're sitting across from me right now. Thank you, Derek, for not shooting that cop in that particular case. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you. 855-450-FREE. If you don't get in tonight, we do it 7 nights per week. You can, of course, join us tomorrow and bring up whatever points you would like to discuss. In Freedom's Cause, it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. Now, In Freedom's Cause is not a movie, it's audio theater. It's like a movie that's played on the screen of your mind. It uses your imagination. Now, there's sound effects and actors that you may recognize, like Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, as well as James Cosmo of Braveheart and Game of Thrones, Sons of Anarchy. So these are some actors that you might recognize. It brings a level of quality to this production. There's good voice acting and great sound effects and an amazing score that was created originally for In Freedom's Cause. And you can go to infreedomscause.com to learn more about it. It does have a study guide available, and there's a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. You use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the family four-pack of CDs. Now, these are a two-CD set, so you're getting 8 discs there with the family four-pack. Great gifts to give to young people, the children in your life. InFreedomsCause.com. Coupon code is FTL. That's InFreedomsCause.com. Coupon code FTL for that deep discount. As we continue here with Cooper. He's in New Brunswick, perhaps? Cooper, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
Lovely. I just happened to see the Facebook ad to call in response to Cantwell's position regarding rebellion against police.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time kind of fully understanding what he's trying to say. He says violence against police will stop police violence. what does he really classify as police violence? Is he talking about this case where, you know, this recent case where a guy had a, you know, really unhealthy body and then too much force is used against him and heart failure and died? And is he speaking about...
No, I think that Cantwell and the supporters of that position are taking a more broad view of the police violence, and that is that the police are engaging in violence and aggression on a everyday basis, not necessarily overtly choking people to death, but the threat of violence that is always present when the police encounter you and demand things of you.
I don't really, I would say for one, just to briefly touch up on what he was saying, I think it logically, I would hope that everyone can basically see why that's a very unintelligent position to have regarding police. I mean, if you attack police, all they're going to do is become more fortified to deal with the situation.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that seems to be the bulk of the opinions that have been posted on our Facebook page where I asked the question about this as well, that the police are just going to arm up even more. They're going to get trained even further. They're going to be paranoid as hell. They're going out in pairs now in New York City. They're being told this is wartime, and they're going to act like it. And if you appear to be a threat to them, then they're going to take you out as well.
Right. I also don't really understand the argumentation ethics behind the non-aggression principle. I mean, I understand the non-aggression principle, but I don't really understand what makes police illegitimate or aggressors. And I would say I understand, but I don't understand why that invalidates them.
Invalidates them?
I don't understand why that deems them something to be. Attacked or something.
I don't think it does.
Well, the argument is that if the police were doing the same things they are doing without a badge, they would be clearly criminal, right? Like if somebody comes over and, you know, waves a gun at you as you're driving and demands you pull over and then they, you know, come up to your window and demand all the cash in your wallet, that would be clearly a criminal act, and you would have the right to defend yourself with violence if necessary if your life was threatened by someone in that situation. So when the police do essentially the same thing, I mean, they don't wave the gun in your face to get you to pull over, they put their lights on, but you know that if you don't pull over, that eventually a gun could come out or they could bash you off the road or, you know, whatever. The level of violence will increase. So I totally understand where they're coming from, but the fact is because they have that badge and because they have the trappings of this authority, which I don't believe in, the average person does. And if we want to be able to communicate the ideas of liberty to the average people out there, and that's ideally what we want to do because, you know, we're not going to scare them into liberty, we need to be able to communicate with them effectively, and by going around killing cops or hurting cops, that's just going to turn them off. They're not going to listen to anything that we say. And Derek J., you were commenting during the break that people just don't get this. Like, we can understand what Chris Cantwell and people who support him are saying, because we're in the liberty movement. We understand the code. We understand the jargon. We get the ideas. The average person, they're not even close to that yet. They don't get it.
Force seems to be the only thing in life that is legitimate, though. I think that's an honest observation we can see by just looking outside.
Cooper, thanks for your call, man. We're short on time tonight. I do appreciate it.
We're hoping to change that paradigm. I hope that changes. You know, I agree with a lot of what Cooper said, but I would like a different world. You know, we live in a world where badges do grant extra rights, and I want
a world where badges don't grant extra rights. And I want people to know that. Like, I want the average person to feel that way. And if they're feeling feeling like they can empathize with the police because the cops have just been murdered by some crazy person, then because that's how they're going to see it, then they're not going to change their mind about what the police do on a day-to-day basis. They're going to support the police as a result of that. We're short on time here. I want to get Jason in real quick with your thoughts. Jason, go ahead in San Jose.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Hey, go quick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
Basically, what I want to say, I mean, I've been on Facebook and stuff like that, and I see how people react to these situations, and reality of the problem is this. I mean, when police commit a crime, they're not held accountable at the level of the citizens, and that's the reality of this, and that's what I say, and I say this is why it's happening. You know, when people say, you know, F you, these two poor cops, it's not about the two cops, it's about all the people's rights have been violated over the years. How many people
No doubt.
Or for no reason.
And that's where the cameras come in to change the game. We've got to let you go. Unfortunately, your line is kind of choppy. It's hard to really make out what you're saying. But, yeah, I mean, holding the police accountable, you can only do that with a video camera. A gun is not going to persuade people that you're right about your position.
No, I used to get real angry. The police aren't held accountable. The police aren't held accountable for their actions, and that's true. But who's going to hold them accountable? Me.
You and I.
That's it. So, you know, it's up to you. If you're seeing that they're not being held accountable, what ways can you hold them accountable? Maybe a blog post, maybe a live stream.
Get involved in Cop Block or Cop Watch. These are two great organizations. Go to copblock.org, and there's local chapters of Cop Block all over the place. See if there's one near you. If not, you can always start one. But if there's one near you, go and get involved. Go meet up with them and, you know, start hitting the streets with video cameras and hold them accountable. Derek J., you went to court recently. And we are not going to do this justice in 2 minutes, but I did want to help you plug what's happening here. Your right to carry a concealed gun has been denied.
Yeah, that's right. Bureaucrats in Keene have infringed on my right to bear arms.
Now, you shouldn't have to ask permission, but here in New Hampshire, it's a supposedly shall issue state, which really means it's a may issue state because they didn't issue it to you. And even though you've never committed a violent act, you've never been convicted for any kind of violence, you have been convicted for sort of civil disobedience style acts of disobedience against the state. And they used those against you in court to say that, well, you don't respect the police, Derek J., and so therefore, and your activism puts you in physical contact with them sometimes, and so therefore you're not suitable to carry a gun.
Well, I disagree with the assessment that I'm not suitable, but it's true that I don't respect the police. However, this is not endearing me to them either. I am just a regular guy who wants the ability to defend himself. I'm small and I'm gay, and so I'm sort of a target.
You've been picked on.
And yeah, I have been assaulted here in Keene. So I feel like I want to exercise my right to self-defense. And
well, they say you can, you just can't conceal. In New Hampshire, it's legal to open carry, so it's not like they're saying you can't have a gun. And that you can't have a loaded gun. You can have a loaded gun, but it just has to be outside of concealment.
Yeah, that's what suggests to me that this is a political thing, because the police, they want to punish me for not respecting them. They make the argument that I can openly carry a gun. I could walk around with a huge rifle. I can even conceal a rifle if I wanted to legally, but if I want to conceal a firearm or maybe just put on a winter coat.
I think this is something we should talk about further, and we don't have time for it right now. But yeah,
there's a website where people can support this, learn more about the issue. It's my website, derekj.me/fundraiser.cc. There's a fundraiser there. All the information about the fundraisers in Bitcoin and in dollars, unfortunately. I'm breaking principles to accept dollars.
I interrupted your URL. derekj.me/what?
CC, as in concealed carry.
So you go there, you'll learn more about the case. There's probably a link to the full trial video and all that stuff.
Sure is.
And a fundraiser for the Supreme Court. Does that mean you've decided to move ahead with taking this to the Supreme Court?
I have not decided. I'm going to see what people think. So far, I've raised half the money for my previous trial. We'll see where this goes.
All right, so the fundraiser is there. If people are getting behind it, maybe you're going to take this to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And we'll keep up to date with you as this develops. Enjoy your vacation. We're coming up on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.